Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Richard Carmona has written The Essential Must-Have Guide to Staying Sharp and Mentally Active from a former Surgeon General, which he is, and the experts at Canyon Ranch. The book is called Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall well-being from Simon & Schuster. Let's go back to Dr. Mike Royson.
Donna asks that temper and anger increase stress levels. Is there anything specific we can do about someone who has that, and will they have a decline in mental function faster because of that?
Well, it's a great question from her, Michael, and certainly there is a suggestion that any type of chronic stress, from anger or otherwise, whether it is because of the stress in your environment, family, workplace, makes no difference. The ultimate endpoint is the rise in those chemicals we spoke about that in the short term are actually not bad for you. I mean, a little stress is okay, but when anger and stress are chronic, it is clear that it has an effect on everything from your genome, that is the telomeres that cover your chromosomes, and actually information is now developing that it does affect longevity or can be a risk factor in decreasing longevity and deleterious to neuroplasticity or what we call the brain renewing itself and staying young throughout life. Now, one of the challenges, of course, Mike, is we realize we're doing so much more physically and people are exercising. And in 1900, people lived to 48 years old. Now we've almost doubled that a little over a century later. And one of the things that I noticed and you did and others in the field is that, you know, physically we're living longer, but we're outliving our brains. And hence the importance of this book to help people understand that some of the same things they do for physical health can enhance their brain health, so that the brain ages concomitantly with the physical body and you have your cognitive abilities throughout your life.
So the book is 30 Days to a Better Brain, Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain. The person we're talking to is 17th Surgeon General of the United States, Richard Carmona, who, of course, is one of those who is the one who talked a lot about the data on secondhand smoke, and he's the reason if you're enjoying a smoke-free bar or restaurant, thank Rich Carmona. One of the questions that Kristen is asking now is, my doc says since my grandparent had Alzheimer's disease, I should get tested for ApoE4. She says, I asked him what difference does it make, and he didn't have a response other than said, you know you're at risk for it and could do more things to help prevent it. Should everyone get tested for ApoE4 who's got a parent with or a grandparent with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, it's a great question, Michael. And again, the new information that's rolling out from our understanding of the genome, which is essentially the blueprint of the human body, the software that makes us who we are, we're beginning to understand that. And embedded in the chromosomes are these things we call genes. The genes are actually our software packages that basically program for new cells, for intelligence, for blood, and so on. And so when we're starting to isolate some of these genes and relate them to certain diseases, and the ApoE4 is one that seems to have a relationship with Alzheimer's. Now, because you have it, because that gene may be present, it doesn't mean that you're going to get the disease. And there are many people who have it and do fine. And there are people who don't have that genetic change, and yet they might develop Alzheimer's, which tells us there's many more factors that we haven't factored in yet. However, I think there's nothing wrong with getting it if you understand where the science is today. What we don't want people to do is get it and feel doomed, that there's nothing they can do and they're going to have premature cognitive loss and so on. Because, as you know, Alzheimer's is a very specific disease among many in the dementias. So the real answer is stay physically and mentally active throughout your life. And evidence is accumulating that if you have a predisposition to a dementia, that you may be able to at least slow it down or prevent it by staying actively engaged, learning new things throughout life, stimulating your brain so that your brain will continue to feed those neural networks and grow new neural networks, the wires that connect all the information in your brain by that continued stimulation. Because the brain in a lot of ways is like your biceps or your triceps. If you don't exercise, you lose muscle mass through life. If you become sedentary and you're not thinking every day and being challenged and learning new things, the brain also starts to shrink and you lose some of those neural networks, which atrophy. So whether or not you have the gene is probably less important than that you do stay physically and mentally and emotionally engaged throughout life. And if you do, you stand a better chance of offsetting some of those predisposed conditions.
Now, Rich, I can't resist asking you something about another subject, which is, since you were the one who set up these isolation labs after 9-1-1, or these isolation places where, for example, the Ebola, the two Ebola victims are from the United States are now, can you tell us a little bit about them and if this is a good thing to have someone testing this setup and a little more about it?
I sure will, Michael, and I want to first, I don't want to take credit for this. I mean, I was involved, but one of our colleagues and friends, Julie Gerberding, at the time was at CDC, and Julie had a lot to do with this as well as the team of United States Public Health Service officers who have expertise in this area and work at CDC as well as some of the civilians. But the idea was that after 9/11 that we started looking at what are the potential threats to the nation, and the term we use now is all hazards. So those are man-made hazards as well as naturally occurring, earthquakes, tsunamis, so on, around the world. And the man-made being terrorism, and terrorism being broken into weapons of mass destruction and conventional weapons. And the weapons of mass destruction are nuclear, biological, and chemical. And so we look at biologicals, one of the things we said, well, what are the germs that we have to worry about? And if you go to the CDC website, you can see this information, and at cdc.gov, and we have select agents. And at the time, we identified 8 germs, which some country who didn't like us could weaponize, meaning they could put those germs in some manner of delivery system and try and hurt us. So in order to stay ahead of any threats, we started developing contingencies to be able to prevent any of these actions by monitoring, surveillance systems, and so on, intelligence gathering. But should one occur, we needed to have a contingency to treat patients. Hence, the CDC partnered with a number of medical centers around the country to build these self-contained isolation, ICU-type places where patients like the two that came from West Africa recently could be housed and secured and yet have no chance of spreading the infection while they were being treated. So, you know, the nation was prepared for this largely because of work that was done over a decade ago.
So I want to thank you for that work from all of us and also for a great book, Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain. Joe, we should mention that Rich also heads an institute that is a nonprofit that Canyon Ranch has formed, which takes this to underserved communities, canyonranchinstitute.org. Joe?
Dr. Richard Carmona. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.